Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 17 for Friday, August 14th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Friday morning in choppy trading as the market felt the weight of losses in the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $6 to $7 lower, with the most active November contract checking in at $485.50 per ton. This week's USDA report, which pointed towards a bumper crop for U.S. soybeans and corn, continues to overhang the market. The technical bias is definitely leaning to the downside. However, traders were reluctant to push the market too far one way or the other before the weekend. Weather conditions across Western Canada are mainly favorable as farmers prepare for harvest. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to customers overseas. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were firmer, which helped to limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Taking a look at the U.S., soybeans were lower, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.15 a bushel. Forecasts calling for ideal weather in the U.S. Midwest pressured prices. Rain is expected next week in the Midwest, which should benefit crops prior to harvest. Values are vulnerable to more consolidation, but the market also may be putting together a floor as well. Corn was near unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.75 per bushel. Forecasts for a large U.S. harvest were bearish, along with good weather forecasts for the U.S. Corn Belt. The 10-day moving average is sitting at $3.81. China struggled to sell some of its state reserve corn, as many livestock operators look to import less expensive supplies. U.S. wheat was higher, with the September contract at $5.09 per bushel. Weakness in the U.S. dollar helped U.S. exports. Spring wheat harvest looks to be 48 to 55% complete this week, with mostly favorable weather conditions planned. A lack of fresh news was supportive for values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, August 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.